Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. I always call it the crime capital of the world, and I think that it is, considering the fact that we have a president like George W. Bush and a vice president like Dick Cheney, who have so shamelessly exploited the 9-1-1 terrorist attacks. I should call them the 9-1-1 attacks, because we really don't know who carried off 9-1-1 when it comes right down to it. But what we do know is that the official story told by the Bush administration is an absolute lie. The president of the United States is a liar, and the vice president of the United States is a liar. This vice president went on Tim Russert's program over the weekend on NBC and said that anyone who criticizes this insane and needless war in Iraq is helping the terrorists. Now, of course, even the Republican-controlled Senate Intelligence Committee has issued a report saying that Saddam Hussein of Iraq had nothing to do with the so-called Islamic fundamentalists, the so-called Islamic terrorists. But Vice President Cheney said, well, I haven't read that report. This is so typical of the kind of people who like to tell lies, folks, and just continue to tell the lies even though the evidence is there to refute them. I've given examples here in our own little patriot community of infiltrators who continue to tell lies despite the evidence being there before them. And, you know, this psychopathology is something that really needs to be looked into. As I pointed out on this program, there have been some people who have made serious questions or raised serious questions about the mentality of President Bush. And I do think we need to remind people that the 25th Amendment is there. The 25th Amendment does give the cabinet the authority to remove the president from office. We're not talking about the impeachment process, which is done by the House and the Senate. We're talking about the members of the cabinet being able to determine that the president is not fit to continue in office. And there have been a lot of questions raised about the president's mentality and the president's fitness. And I think the very fact that Vice President Cheney is demonstrating some of the same kind of mentality gives us reason to call for the implementation of the 25th Amendment to get that man and his vice president out of office. It's constitutional, folks. We like things that are constitutional, and we like them when they're legal. Let's do it. Well, it is September 11th, and of course, Time and U.S. News and their issues dated September 11th have done exactly what we would have expected them to do, just as the Washington Post, in its gossip section on September 8th, did, attack the 9-1-1 truth movement. Their attacks are hardly different from some of these COINTELPRO types who've been attacking American Free Press and me and lots of other good people like David Duke, like Mark Farrell, like Mark Glenn, calling us ashcan Nazis, saying that we're Zionists, saying that we're controlled by the Zionists. Well, that isn't how Time and U.S. News and the Washington Post have done it. Rather, they've actually just suppressed any reference to the possibility that Israel and the Mossad were involved in 9-1-1. Oh, maybe a passing reference here and there, but they would have the American people that most of the 9-1-1 truth seekers and that those who are questioning the official versions of 9-1-1 strictly blame it on the U.S. government. Well, that isn't quite the way it is, folks. There's a lot of people, even if they don't loudly talk about the Mossad, very definitely believe that Israel played an instrumental role in the 9-1-1 attacks. And I'm going to keep on saying that because I believe it, and I know a lot of other people are too. Well, more about that when we come back. The Anti-Defamation League is up to their old tricks again. They're attacking my colleague at American Free Press, Christopher Bullin. Stay tuned, folks. More on this when we come back.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. It's a little bit damp here today, folks, and I'm a little bit under the weather. This damp weather we've had the last week or so since our big AFP convention here. You know, I used to make fun of my father for not wearing a hat when he went out, for wearing a hat when he went outside. And now, you know, if I don't wear a hat, I catch a hell of a cold. Can't walk in the rain anymore. I guess I'm not as young as I used to be. Okay, well, it is September 11th, folks, and that's in the news. Lots of stuff in the news about September 11th, and needless to say, the Anti-Defamation League couldn't resist making the news again regarding September 11th. You know, a couple years ago, ADL issued a report unraveling anti-Semitic 911 conspiracy theories, and I'm proud to say that I was very prominently attacked by the Anti-Defamation League in that report. Quite a few people were mentioned, quite a few writers, but obviously, needless to say, I would take special interest in the attacks on me, and of course, the attacks on my colleague, Christopher Belin, who I have always said is the best journalist in America, bar none. Well, guess what, folks? Anti-Defamation League has issued an update to their 911 conspiracy theories report, and they have let loose on Christopher Belin. In fact, you know what? He's their number one target. He issued a press release saying, 5 years later, anti-Semitic 911 conspiracy theories live on. They list four specific sources contributing to the spread of anti-Semitic 911 conspiracy theories in their press release. They say Arab and Muslim media. They say Malik Zulu Shabazz, leader of the anti-Semitic and racist New Black Panther Party. That's a black American, folks. The ADL is engaging in race baiting against black people who dare to stand up to the Zionist lobby. They mentioned David Duke, whom they call the notorious white supremacist and former Klansman. Now, of course, Duke hasn't been in the Klan in, what, maybe about 30 years, but they can never resist trying to drag that out. They say that Duke has repeated anti-Semitic allegations on his website about an Israeli, quote-unquote, spying ring in the U.S. Well, that Israeli spying ring was operating in the United States, folks, but, of course, according to this press release by the Anti-Defamation League, that's a myth. Well, of course, that's what the ADL says. But I've been reading the list backwards, folks. Who do you think is number one on the list? Christopher Bolin. They describe him as a writer for the conspiracy-oriented newspaper American Free Press, a leading source on the far right for disseminating anti-Semitic propaganda. They say Christopher has published numerous articles alleging that Jews and or Israel had foreknowledge of 911. Very interesting. They go on to describe American Free Press, the newspaper that has given Christopher Bolin the opportunity to write hundreds, maybe a thousand articles, I don't know, certainly hundreds of articles over the years. It's interesting. They say Christopher Bolin also reports that certain Jews in the government not only tried to cover up Israeli involvement in the attacks, but have ties to Israeli intelligence. Writing in the January 2006 edition of American Free Press, this is the Anti-Defamation League's words, Bolin made allegations about U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, formerly with the Justice Department, claiming that Chertoff's family worked for the Mossad. They quote then from that Bolin article. Then they go on to say, quoting Bolin in a 2005 article in the publication, from the very morning aircraft smashed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, news reports have indicated Israeli intelligence being involved in the events of 9-1-1 and the planting of false flags to blame Arab terrorists and mold public opinion to support the pre-planned war on terror. Well, everything Christopher wrote right there is absolutely correct. The ADL goes on to say, in addition to numerous articles, the American Free Press publishes book reviews promoting Jewish or Israeli involvement in the 9-1-1 attacks. In recent issues, the paper lauded two such books, Enemies by Design and 9-1-1 Evil, Israel's Central Role in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. 9-1-1 Evil, of course, is the book by Victor Thorne. And it's very funny, folks, because, you know, there's this character who operates a website here on the Internet. What's his name? Mr. Puffin Stuff? Eric Puffin Stuff? Whatever it is, something like that. Who claims that that Victor Thorne and I are ADL agents and that the American Free Press is infiltrated by Zionists and that we've been covering up and suppressing Christopher Bolin's work on 9-1-1. But here's the Anti-Defamation League itself, one of the most powerful Zionist organizations in America, attacking Christopher for his articles in American Free Press and attacking American Free Press for publishing Christopher's articles. So if there's any refutation of this hellish lie that American Free Press is covering up the Zionist role in 9-1-1, or that American Free Press is suppressing the work of Christopher Bolin, I beg to differ, because I hate to say it, the Anti-Defamation League itself confirms it, because they want people to know that this is an evil newspaper that must be ignored, and they don't like Christopher Bolin because he has been the key 9-1-1 reporter for American Free Press. And incidentally, speaking of that, folks, American Free Press is continuing to receive contributions for Christopher Bolin's legal defense. Now, unfortunately, this Mr. Puffin stuff. This fellow that circulates on the internet has been saying that American Free Press is a Zionist publication and can't be trusted. And as a consequence of that, that's certainly had an effect on the ability of American Free Press to raise money on Christopher's behalf. It's interfered with attorneys who support American Free Press who might be interested in getting involved in Christopher's defense. They get a little bit concerned when they hear that Hufschmidt is making these allegations. That's his name, Hufschmidt. I was thinking it was Puffin stuff, but it's Hufschmidt. Well, in any case, nonetheless, if you do want to make a contribution in a check made out to Christopher Boleyn, who was attacked by the cops in his hometown of Hoffman Estates, Illinois, and as I've shown in an article that was published in this recent issue of American Free Press, and which I believe is published also online, the ADL has a long history of going after Christopher Boleyn. In fact, they attacked Christopher and I jointly out in the neighboring community of Schaumburg, Illinois, some years ago. So if you want to support American Free Press's effort to support Christopher Boleyn, you can send checks made out to Christopher Boleyn, B-O-L-L-Y-N, to American Free Press, or just AFP for short, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, number 100, suite number 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. And you can always go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net to get further information on that, where the address is and everything. Needless to say, it's very, very interesting that the Anti-Defamation League is back. And, yes, they have made Christopher Boleyn their number one villain. They list four people specifically in their extended report, their update. But Christopher Boleyn is the number one man as far as they're concerned. And they are very concerned about the fact that Christopher Boleyn is a writer for American Free Press. And now maybe you can understand what I've been trying to tell you about, folks, that there are certain parties, Mr. Puffin stuff specifically, who have been trying to separate Christopher Boleyn from American Free Press, trying to drive wedges between Christopher and American Free Press. Now you know why. By their fruits ye shall know them, folks. You know, I didn't know this was going to come out like it did, but, you know, it's sometimes good to be confirmed in a way like this that is just indisputable. I don't think there's any doubt now about what Eric Puffin Stuff's agenda is. There's some real question as to the origins of his book, whether he actually put it together himself, what the reasons for that book were. Could it have been some way as bait dangled in front of the 911 truth movement to gather names? All sorts of speculation. But his recent attacks on people in the nationalist movement in America, in the 911 truth movement, they have a certain ring to them that recall a certain effort by the FBI and the Anti-Defamation League as part of the COINTELPRO operations in the 1960s. An infamous report that was distributed trying to attack a lot of good patriots, people in the nationalist movement, white separatists, critics of Zionism. This report received widespread distribution, and these days it's very, very hard to find. And I'm going to talk more about that report when we come back, because I think what we have in the work of Eric Hufschmidt, Mr. Puffin stuff, what we have in the work of Eric Hufschmidt is a modern-day incarnation of that same infamous report, except now it's on the Internet. It's not being mailed out in Xeroxes. It's on the Internet. What more damage could be done than propaganda on the Internet today, folks? We will talk about the report, and we'll talk more about that. Plus, lots more, folks, and then we're going to take some calls.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. To remind you that if you do want to make a donation to help Christopher Boleyn in his defense against these thugs who attacked him in his front yard for no good reason, probably working for Homeland Security, as Christopher pretty much thoroughly documented to my satisfaction in a recent issue of American Free Press, you can get on the American Free Press website and get the address there. Make those checks out directly to Christopher Boleyn, B-O-L-L-Y-N. Tomorrow night, folks, we're going to have a guest on the show, and I know you'll find it interesting because I'm finding it interesting. His name is John Stoddard Klar. He's the author of a book entitled Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, subtitled George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. Okay, folks, I think that title pretty much tells you what the book is about, and I want to tell you it's a very interesting book. I haven't read the whole thing. It's almost 600 pages, and a very well-written book from a traditional Christian conservative point of view, a traditional American Christian point of view, and it takes on virtually all the policies of the Bush administration. So this will come as a surprise to a lot of people who think that, well, maybe George Bush is just bad on this issue, but he's good on others. the author, John Klar, has a different point of view on that, so I know you'll want to hear what he has to say. Well, you know, what people have to say can be interpreted in a lot of different ways, you know. Kind of interesting, folks. Last Friday on the program, we had a very interesting guest, Tom Chittum, author of the book Civil War II, which came out many, many years ago. And, you know, I was kind of surprised when I opened up the program by expressing my recollection, having read the book roughly 10 years ago, that my impression was that Mr. Chittum was looking forward to a civil war and that he thought that would be the way to bring back America, or at least put America into a different context that might be better for all of us. We know, I was surprised when Mr. Chittum said that wasn't his point of view at all. But, you know, it's interesting. I got an email from one of our listeners who had the same recollection that I did, having read Mr. Chittum's book, you know, 10 years ago. Well, as the emailer put it, you know, maybe Mr. Chittum's views have evolved, or the listener and I were just misinterpreting what we read. But it just all comes back to the point that I always make here in this program, folks, that, you know, verbal statements and written remarks are always subject to not just different interpretations, but misinterpretations. So, needless to say, it's just, I think, a valuable reminder that we should listen very carefully to the way people word things, and we should also be very careful about the way we word things if we're trying to communicate our points of view. Speaking of communications, folks, I found a very interesting little memo in my personal files that I've had around since, I guess around 1980. I had a friend who worked for Jimmy Carter's presidential reelection campaign that year, folks. A friend of mine who remains a very good friend to this day. We obviously have some political differences, but although these days, I'll tell you, Jimmy Carter's looking a lot better than I ever thought he looked in 1980. But, folks, I'll tell you why this memo is interesting. For a long, long time, I had this memo written by my friend on Carter campaign stationery. I had it hidden in the bottom of a lamp. The reason why it was hidden in the bottom of a lamp was because the memo contained very explosive information, specifically that there had been a fundraiser held, which appeared to be a fundraiser for the Jimmy Carter reelection campaign. It was held at a very famous restaurant in Los Angeles. And evidently, according to records kept by my friend, who was responsible for keeping these records, there had been some $50,000 raised at that restaurant. Lots of big shots went to that restaurant thinking that they were giving money to the Jimmy Carter reelection campaign. But guess what, folks? That money was stolen. That money was never given to the Carter campaign. And one of the people involved in the theft of that money, that $50,000, and bear in mind, that's 26 years ago, folks. That was a lot of money then, a lot of money today. One of the guys who stole that money was a big-shot lawyer who became one of the most prominent Democrats in the country, one of the most powerful Democrats in the country. And you know what, folks? His name is in that memo. Well, I can say that's that much about it now, folks, because, you know, the statute of limitations on grand theft has long expired, and that particular gentleman whose name you might even recognize would probably not be prosecuted and couldn't be prosecuted. But needless to say, one of the most respected Democrats in the country turned out to be a big-time crook. What appeared to be a fundraiser for Jimmy Carter was actually a fundraiser for this big-time Democrat. So, you know, things are not always as they appear. But I want to tell you, it was scary having that memo in the bottom of my lamp for so long, because these big-time crooks have the capacity to kill you if they want. When we come back, some more. Some more from the Piper Files.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Mentioned before the break, interesting little story about how I had hidden in the bottom of one of my lamps a memo from a friend of mine who had the dirt on the theft of some $50,000 from the Jimmy Carter reelection campaign by a person who might well be described even today as one of the most respected Democratic Party figures in the country. Also a very prominent lawyer, I might add, ladies and gentlemen. These are the people who rule and ruin here in America today, folks. Speaking of rule and ruin here in America today, you know, what we need to do is what they're doing down in Mexico. You know, they stole the election in Mexico again. And the people, the side led by, I believe his name is Mr. Obrador, his supporters have been, they've been raising hell in the streets in Mexico, folks, protesting, trying to close down the banks, just doing lots of things. And, you know, we got to give a hand to those people in Mexico who are taking on the corruption down there. And it's probably worth noting that the president of Mexico is indeed a Zionist, as many people have suspected. When I say he's a Zionist, well, we know he's a Zionist, but we know he's also of Jewish descent. He's apparently of Sephardic Jewish descent. And I have that on very good authority from a couple sources. So needless to say, let's give a hand to the people of Mexico who are trying to bust up that corrupt regime, that corrupt party down there that's, it's nothing more than a part of the global plutocracy. Yes, those protests are very interesting, folks, considering the fact that the protests favoring amnesty for illegal aliens don't seem to have made any headway here in the United States. You know, we had very large protests by illegal aliens and their supporters back earlier during the year, but you know what? They organized a march for Washington, D.C. here in Washington, D.C. quite recently, and the organizers were claiming they expected 1 million people. Less than 5,000 people showed up. Now, there was also a similar protest scheduled for Los Angeles, and you know how many people showed up there, folks? Only 200. Now, there, I think, is a real reason for this, and it's a reason that I mentioned on my program back at the time when immigration was hot, so to speak. I felt then that we were being had by the mass media. I thought that the mass media was deliberately trying to redirect our attention to the issue of immigration, and I believe it had something to do with the fact that the situation in Iraq was very much starting to unravel at that point, and they needed a domestic refocus of the American attention. And, I kept vowing to myself at the time, folks, that I would not talk any more about immigration on the show as long as it was a big issue in the mass media. But, you know, everybody was interested in it at the time, and I was certainly interested in it, too. But it just goes to show you how the mass media, the Zionist-controlled mass media in America, can focus attention on an issue to the point that they can stimulate 100,000 or 200,000 people to come to a protest. That is when they want the protest to happen. They can stimulate that much interest in it, but then when they don't have any more interest in it, what, 200 people show up in Los Angeles? Only 200 people in Los Angeles want amnesty for illegal aliens? If you believe that, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Folks, again, we have to be very careful about not allowing ourselves to be too caught up in what the mass media says are the issues of importance. Because, you know, if the mass media is playing them up like that, you know they're manipulating us. And now, of course, there have been new revelations about the one of the major groups involved in the immigration issue. It turns out it's being manipulated by William Kristol and these neoconservatives through their agent, Alan Keyes, he was like a former deputy ambassador to the United Nations. Keyes is a guy who used to run for the Senate in Maryland with William Kristol, the neoconservative hotshot, as his campaign manager. And Keyes would pay himself something like $3,000 or $4,000 a month out of his campaign contributions. He'd pay himself a salary to run for the United States Senate. Pretty good deal if you can get it, folks. He was raising money all over the country saying, oh, I'm a good Christian conservative, you need to put me in the U.S. Senate. And gullible patriots all around the country, taken in by his slick talk and his clever direct mail operations, gave money to Alan Keyes, never knowing that he didn't have a shot in hell in getting elected to the United States Senate in Maryland. But he made a lot of money doing that, and now, of course, he's been involved in exploiting and misusing the very well-intentioned efforts of a lot of good people who are concerned about these open borders that have been left open by Republicans and Democrats alike for the last 25 or 30 years, beginning with that great conservative Christian patriot Ronald Reagan. So, folks, as I say, things are not always as they appear. Now, speaking of that, it comes to this recent terror sting in Miami. You know, I've written this new book, The Judas Goats, pointing out the criminal operations of the COINTELPRO, FBI operations, infiltrating groups, instigating violence, often in league with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and other organizations, about phony patriots running scams on real patriots. Well, turns out with this big terrorist thing they recently had in Miami this last weekend, it turns out that the FBI seemed to be funding quite a bit of the activities of this little group, who probably would not have gone anywhere and done anything. But if they had, it might just come right back to the work of the FBI and stimulating them. So, you know, this is the thing. Again, it's not, things aren't always as they appear. Just like this myth of Al-Qaeda. You know, folks, those of us who've been following it, those who are the listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and readers of American Free Press, we have known all along that there was never any group such known as Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda, however you want to pronounce it. We've always known that there are Islamic fundamentalists out there, Islamic fanatics, that some of them turn into genuine terrorists and some of them do go out and commit acts of violence. But those of us who have reasoned and researched carefully know that the grand myth perpetrated by the Bush-Cheney gangster regime about some international network run by Osama bin Laden, we know that's a myth. And you know what? The New York Times recently had an article essentially suggesting just that, in a very roundabout way, of course. But, you know, the truth is, folks, Al-Qaeda has never been what so many good Americans believed it to be. And, you know, I still have a friend. I have a friend who's a big-shot lawyer, pretty well-known in his field. I've referred to him in this program before. He still thinks that the entire Arab and Muslim world are all combined in some big Al-Qaeda conspiracy to attack America, and that Saddam Hussein and Islamic fundamentalists and, oh, every Arab leader in the world, they were all together in the big deal on 9-1-1, on 9-11, the anniversary we are commemorating on this day. The problem is, folks, when intelligent folks like this big-shot lawyer believe all this stuff, despite the real facts that can be had by doing a little bit of research, that presents a real problem because, as I say, it all comes back to this fact that we've got to really read carefully and be careful about what we say. Now, you know, I tell you, it's very interesting, folks, in regard to the terrorist attacks in New York and here in Washington, D.C. at the Pentagon. You know, we had this guy Sam Danner on here who apparently has done a couple flip-flops. I don't know whether he is claiming these days, whether he's saying that he was lying about it or whether he's telling the truth. But of course, Sam Danner's story, whatever the facts about it are, originally came through this guy, Eric Puffin stuff. So that alone makes it suspect. But needless to say, my view about the whole 9-1-1 business is that you just need to look at who benefits, folks. You can get into all the forensics and discuss how the buildings were brought down, whether Building 7 was, whether there was a deliberate order for it to come down. We know there was. Larry Silverstein said, pull it. It's very, very clear that there were explosives inside the World Trade Center, you know. And, of course, now the mass media in America is bringing all this stuff out and saying, well, it's a myth, it's not true. But, folks, listen, here's what you got to remember. This is exactly what happened with the JFK assassination. For years, people were shooting back and forth at each other, debating different aspects of it, saying, well, Kennedy was shot from here, but not from there. A bullet went in here, but didn't go in there. People got bogged down in the forensics. People who didn't know anything about autopsy work or ballistics or all sorts of factors that were all of a sudden spouting off and expressing their opinions, and everybody got bogged down in a minutiae about the whole deal. No one looked at the bigger picture until years later. People started looking then at the bigger picture and found out who really wanted John F. Kennedy dead and why. Now, see, that is the problem what we have with the 9-1-1 truth movement. So many people are not looking at the big picture. They are looking at the minutiae. They're debating it. They're getting into arguments with other people and saying, well, you say this, but that's wrong. And if you say that, that means you're part of the criminal network, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, who benefited on 9-1-1? It wasn't the Arabs and it wasn't the Muslims. It was the Zionist lobby here in the United States. It was the State of Israel. It was these rich Jewish people who fund the Israeli lobby in this country. People with names like Bronfman. People with names like Newhouse. Hell, I give a list of 200 of those names in my book, The New Jerusalem. You know, these are names that are not familiar names, but they're powerful names. They are dominating U.S. foreign policy. It's part of a drive for global domination. It's what some people call the New World Order, but what I call the Zionist dream. And that Zionist dream is being conducted and carried out through a country which I call the New Jerusalem, the United States of America. They have grabbed control of levers of power in this country, and they have made possible events like 9-1-1. So we might just want to stop worrying about the forensics and look at the bigger picture and not be afraid to tell our friends who really did benefit on 9-1-1 5 years ago and who still continues to benefit on 9-1-1. Folks, I know there's a lot of callers out there. I wanted to bring you up a few more things we have to say here. I mentioned it earlier, these malicious attacks on a lot of good patriots by Mr. Puffin Stuff on his website. What this is a modern-day manifestation of something that was distributed in the patriot movement back in the 1960s. It was an anonymously written document entitled, and I'm going to give you the spelling because it's a Spanish word, D-E-G-U-E-L-L-O. Now, my initial gut feeling from what Spanish I do know is that would be pronounced Deguello. But for simplification purposes, we're just going to call it Deguello because that's the phonetic pronunciation of it, folks. D-E-G-U-E-L-L-O. Well, you know, that Deguello was actually music that was played by Mexican Army bands in 1836. That was a signal for Santa Ana's attack on the Alamo. Now, that word, Deguello, this is from the State of Texas Handbook, says the word Deguello signifies the act of beheading or throat cutting, and in Spanish history became associated with the battle music, which in different versions meant complete destruction of the enemy without mercy. Well, this document that was circulated in the 1960s was an attack on many of the leading anti-Zionists, many of the leading American nationalists. It was purporting to be written by someone who said, well, I'm a nationalist, I'm a real nationalist, and I just want you to know that all these other nationalists are really controlled by the Zionists, or they're really trying to fool you or cheat you. So you see what's happening. That document has long been missing from circulation, although it may have been reprinted a couple years ago in a book on the history of the American nationalist movement. But nonetheless, what we see here today is a modern-day Deguello operation. D-E-G-U-E-L-L-O. This is what Mr. Puffin Stuff, H.R. Puffin Stuff, is doing with this website that he's got. He's putting all this stuff out there and spreading his falsehoods by email and getting it through widespread circulation, trying to split Christopher Boleyn off from American Free Press. Why do you think that is, folks? Because Christopher Boleyn's been the one who's been digging into it. We suspect we know that he's the one who fed Christopher Boleyn the Sam Danner story that caused quite a commotion here on this radio program. You know, this is what we're dealing with, folks, here. This is a modern-day Deguello. A modern-day Deguello. D-E-G-U-E-L-L-O. You can look a lot on the Internet, and you're not going to find much about it, but I can tell you back in the 1960s, the DiGuello document was of widespread discussion because people were starting to say whether that people were starting to ask whether good patriots were in fact agents of Zionism. So this is what we have going on here today. It's bigger and stronger, I think, than even the DiGuello document, because there seems to be almost a cult following. And, you know, I had made up my mind I was not going to mention anything more about Puffin Stuff on this program. Puffin Stuff, that's not really a good name for him, because he's far more dangerous than that. We need to make fish bait out of him. We're going to call him fish bait from now on. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to wrap it all up when we come back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. This has been my hour tonight. I've had a lot to say about quite a few different things here, folks. Do want to remind you again before we close out the hour, and I apologize to the callers. We're not going to bring anybody up tonight, but you know we always do have open phones here. It's amazing I was able to talk as long as I was able to talk here tonight, considering this cold that's plaguing me. But needless to say, we're going to be going to 2-hour program beginning October 1st, so we're going to have a lot of time for callers in, and I suspect we'll probably have so many callers in, we won't have time for all the callers. But in any case, tomorrow night, to remind you, we are going to have John Stoddard Klar, K-L-A-R, the author of the book Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. I'm also trying to coax on someone who I wrote a couple months ago saying I'd like to have him on the program to discuss a very interesting book he's written. But, you know, I went out of the country for 3 weeks and then was having computer problems, which I'm having again, incidentally. And he writes me an angry letter saying, well, since you haven't gotten back to me, I'm withdrawing my acceptance of your invitation to come on the program. So as I always say, folks, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. But I'm trying to get him on the program. I think he's in a little bit of a snit. I guess he didn't feel he got the right attention, but that's just the way it is, folks. I do want to have him on the program, though. In any case, I'm going to try to get him on, and a couple other people I've been talking to about coming on the program here. Maybe I should wait till we get him on for 2 hours when we can really flesh some things out there. But like I say, folks, this question of this modern-day Dighello operation has been very problematic for me personally because it's affected the course and conduct of this program, and it's certainly been very bothersome to those of us at American Free Press having an outsider who obviously is up to no good trying to split our best writer away from us and trying to suggest that we're trying to suppress his writings. When, in fact, we've been publishing his writings to the point that now one of the most insidious Zionist organizations on the face of the planet, the Anti-Defamation League, is once again crying and moaning about the so-called anti-Semitic 911 conspiracy theories written by Christopher Bolin. I can tell you, folks, it's a real honor to have been mentioned alongside Christopher Bolin in the original report issued by the Anti-Defamation League attacking us for what we had written in American Free Press. And they say that the biggest villain is the Mossad. Well, yes, because it's pretty obvious that the Mossad was the prime mover behind the 911 attacks. And you know what, folks? That's what I was saying before this last break. While in fact it's pretty obvious that there were all sorts of there's all sorts of funny business involved surrounding 911. Let me tell you something very, very simple about 911 that you need to remember: that if all of those guys they say were on those planes, those young Muslims were on those planes, and let's say they actually did steer those planes into the buildings, they could have been working for the Mossad and not even know it. Sometimes a conspiracy theory can be very simple and make a lot of sense. Sometimes we shouldn't get bogged down in a lot of the details. There are very real conspiracies going on, just like the Dighello conspiracy run by Mr. Fishbait. He does need to be chopped up and fed to the fishes because he's causing trouble in the Patriot movement. But we're going to withstand it, and we're going to win. God bless America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.